Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking about tapping into untapped dollars.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, so when you're looking for money for paying off debt or building your emergency fund or maybe that amazing vacation that you want to take, you know, you look everywhere, right? You look under your mattress, under your couch cushions, in your car. You look in your bank account, your savings account. You look everywhere possible to find some extra money that you can use. And today I want to talk a little bit about tapping into untapped dollars and something that is called an employee stock purchase plan. That's kind of the boring name for it. So let's just think of it as tapping into untapped dollars. I recently went up to San Francisco and met with a few people from Fidelity, you know, the giant investing company, about some of the awesome tools that they're developing for millennials. And so I will definitely be sharing with you a lot of those. But we talked about the employee stock purchase plan. And, you know, I think this is definitely something that is really overlooked by millennials. In fact, it may be overlooked by you right now, and it may be a missing opportunity for some really awesome tapping into untapped dollars, right? You don't need to like destroy your cushions under your couch anymore, or you know, like go in those crevices where all that dirty, nasty leftover popcorn and stuff resides, right? Let's just go to a much better place. So what do you need to know about employee stock purchase plan? Well, you might actually have one available to you right now, again, and just not know about it. It's something that's only available for employees of public companies who offer a plan, right? So if your company that you work for is not a public company, then this wouldn't be applicable to you. However, I think you really should still know about it because the chance that you end up working at a public company some point in time in your working career is probably pretty great, right? And most tech companies and innovative companies now are trying to get to the going public stage. So, you know, it's possible your company right now couldn't be public, but it could be in a few years and they could offer something like this. And again, when you hear employee stock purchase plan, what I want you to really think about is I have the opportunity to tap into untapped dollars and potentially hundreds or thousands of dollars available to you. And what the employee stock purchase program, I'm going to say ESPP because it's way too long of a name for me to rattle off every time and get right. What it does is it really levels the playing field. So if your company has an ESPP, it allows every employee to participate in this plan. And really what it is, I want you to think about it like a super powerful vehicle for you to save money, right? So essentially, an ESPP is the ability for you to purchase company stock at a discount. Less money than somebody just off the street would be able to buy the stock. And that's a huge advantage for you because if you purchase that stock at a discount and then you go and sell that stock, you've made a profit, right? You've made a profit of whatever the discount is. And, you know, it could be sizable. So the average discount is somewhere around 15%. So I'll talk about that in just a sec, but just so you kind of have like the concept in your head, right? So the ESPP, right, our untapped dollar plan, as I like to call it, what it allows you to do is actually fund through payroll, right? So through your paycheck, again, if the money's coming out for your paycheck, you're probably not missing it. And so right here, it's going to tap into those untapped dollars and it allows you to accumulate this money and then purchase your company stock at a discount, which is great for you. But here's the amazing thing about the ESPP is there's no holding requirement, right? So after you purchase the stock, literally the next minute, you could turn around and sell the stock for a potential profit or for a profit because, again, you've purchased it at a discount. And that's just such an amazing benefit because, you know, there are a lot of things when we talk about stock where, you know, you have some sort of holding requirement of how long you have to hold the stock before you sell it. You know, we can talk about different tax treatment and things like that. Well, this is different. And so this is a real perk of kind of this untapped dollar plan. And so I want you to kind of think of it like this, right? So you have your 401k and your 401k is pre-tax dollars, right? So whatever percentage of your paycheck you're allocating to your 401k, it's coming out pre-tax, meaning you're not paying tax on that money. And the whole idea then is that it's reducing your taxable income and it's hanging out in that account with all your other money in your 401k so that down the line you got all these awesome choices for life that you can use this money for and you pay taxes on the backside of it, right? So that's how your 401k works. So your ESPP works a little bit differently. It's post-tax. So it means that you already pay taxes on the money that you're going to use to purchase the shares of stock, but it still comes out from your paycheck. And so that allows you then to be able to sell the shares of stock without any holding period, right? And so it's like an easy way to painlessly save. And anytime we can find these ways to painlessly save, it's just like winning. It's like winning the lottery because I think, you know, we find so many reasons not to save. In fact, I even did this little experiment. This kind of like a segue here or a side note, I should say.
sidestep. Maybe I'll call it a sidestep. A little sidestep.
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, EarnIt provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. EarnIt is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the EarnIt app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use EarnIt in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make EarnIt a part of your financial routine and join EarnIt's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about EarnIt, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download EarnIt today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIt app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. EarnIt is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
So I recently discovered the app Digit. Actually, I've known about Digit for quite a while, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to do a little experiment. If I am forced to, not forced, but the way Digit works is it looks into your account every single day and it finds money that it can pull out based on kind of your track history of spending, and it starts setting it aside, right? And it starts building your rainy day fund. You can set up goals that you want to save for. And then whenever you want to transfer that money back into your checking account, you can transfer the money back in. So I wanted to just do an experiment and see, like, how much would it save for me in a month if it was automatic, and would I actually miss that money? And so I think in a month it ended up saving, a little over, I would say around a couple hundred bucks for me. And I didn't have it set really aggressively because I just wanted to see, you know, what would it just do by itself? And I didn't miss the money. In fact, I didn't even know the money was gone. Didn't affect me paying my bills or anything like that. And it was kind of nice. They send you a text every morning, basically where your bank account balance is, which is always a good reminder for you to know where your bank account balance is standing. If you're the CEO of the money in your household, I suggest that you check your bank account balance just once a day, just to make sure there isn't any fraud or anything funky going on, or isn't any weird charges, or maybe somebody got your ATM card number. I don't know. I've seen everything over the years, right? So, and it doesn't take long. Just, you know, give it a couple minutes, you know, even a minute, maybe 30 seconds to just glance and like, just make sure the last few transactions are valid. So anyway, I did this experiment and I was actually like pleasantly surprised. I thought, you know, this just really proves that when you make saving painless, when you make it automatic, A, psychologically, you don't miss the money. In fact, what I found when I did this trial for a month was I was so excited about the daily amount increasing in this rainy day fund that it sort of counteracted any feeling of maybe I was missing the money in my checking account, right? And I think it's just, that's what makes auto saving, auto investing in your 401k, all these sorts of ways of saving that basically take it out of your hands. So it's not a decision that you have to make, because when you have to make the decision at the end of the month or throughout the month to save money, we do all sorts of crazy things in our head, right? We can think of every single reason why we shouldn't save that money. And they usually aren't, you know, maybe fabulous reasons, you know, oh, we know we're going to go on a date night, Friday night, we may need the extra cash. So if we put the cash in the savings account, then we're just going to have to transfer it back to the checking account. Then what if we're overdrawn on the checking account? I mean, it's like you just do this domino effect in your head and we don't save money. Even if you have a ton of money every month to save, I guarantee you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? We literally like demolish the power of saving. Our brain just tears it apart. You know, we're like, you become like immobilized. You just can't move. You're like frozen, you know? You just can't push the button online to transfer the money to savings. So anytime we can actually save some sort of saving vehicle, some sort of saving mechanism outside of our hands and just do it automatically, it's super powerful how much money you can save. I mean, you will surprise yourself. Now, I will say I've loved the Digit experience. I'm a little peeved because they just announced that Digit is now going to be $2.99 a month. And while that's not a lot of money, and while they are offering a higher interest rate to go along with it. And so I actually have thought about it. I'm like, well, $2.99 is just not that much money every month. And they are offering like a 1% interest rate. But then I'm like, you know what? There are other banks that aren't charging anything and offering a 1% interest credit amount for your savings. So I don't, there's just something wrong with it, you know? And I also think that, and I'm way going on a sidestep here, but just follow me here. I also think that, you know, if you're a previous customer to something and then they go ahead and raise prices, but they raise prices on everyone, not just new customers, that really makes me angry because it makes me feel like there hasn't been any loyalty. I mean, they're making money off of our money. That's how all these banks and apps and anything that holds your money, that's how they make money. So I just feel a little like it's a little shiesty of a move for me. And so there's a couple other alternatives I'm checking out to continue kind of my saving project experiment. And so I'll let you know if I find one that I'm super in love with. But the whole point is, you know, finding something like that just to carve out extra savings. And we're already saving a lot each month. So that was just an experiment to see like, well, how much could we save on top of our savings, you know? And I'm right in that boat with you. Like when I've got to push the button to move money over to savings, some months it's hard for me to do. I'm like, oh, I know it's a good thing. And I know I still have the money, but it really is just, it messes with your brain. So let's go back to these untapped dollars, this ESPP. So again, this is an easy way for you to painlessly save money. You can set up, it's usually anywhere between 1 to 10% of your salary to contribute to this, right? Again, we're going to make it automatic, which is like two thumbs up. And, you know, if you get a raise each year, it's a great opportunity for you to up, you know, not only your 401k investment, but also your investment in the ESPP. So There are two things you need to really think about when you have an ESPP available to you. And number one is, what is the discount, right? So what is the discount that they're giving you on the stock? Now, the most common discount is around 15%, but you need to make sure and ask that question so you can actually really intelligently decide whether this is a smart move for you or not. Now, I'm kind of going to argue that any discount is going to make it a smart move, but obviously the closer you get to 15% or over 15%, the better the move it is, right? And number two is, what is the look back period? So all of these, or most plans, I should say, have what's called a look back, right? So it's a period of time where they're going to look back at the stock price and they're going to let you buy based off of the lower price. So for instance, on June 1, if the stock price was $10 a share, and then on November 1, it was $8 a share, they would let you buy the $8 price, not the $10 price, right? And vice versa, right? So whatever the lower price is, they're going to let you apply the discount to that lower price. So this is called your look back period. So one, you want to know what your discount is. Two, you want to know what your look back period is. And those two things are going to give you a really good glimpse over, you know, whether this is a good idea for you. And again, I'm going to argue that I think any discount and any opportunity to painlessly save like this, if your company offers an ESPP, is it's just such a great way for you to tap into untapped dollars. And what I found really interesting, the folks at Fidelity said that the proceeds are actually going to three different things. Number one was going to pay off debt, which doesn't surprise you. This is a great way to find money to use to pay off debt, right? You got those student loans, you got credit card debt, anything like that, and you're not taking advantage of an ESPP if your company has it, you are missing out. Number two, they're reinvesting the money. And number three is just building that emergency fund, right? So again, this is like an innovative way. This is a thinking outside of the box way. This is the way I want you to think about money. And think about, you know, if you're strapped a little bit about your budget, or if saving money is tough for you, but you have something like this available to you, and you can put, now you don't have to put thousands and thousands of dollars into this. You can put small amounts of money into this, you know, and then purchase those stock and then sell that, turn around and sell that stock and take the profit and use it for building up your rainy day fund, your emergency fund, right? So again, it's just about thinking about money differently. It's just about thinking about, how can I use these tools and these apps and these programs and all of these things that are available to me, how can I use these in kind of a different way so that I can build a really strong money foundation for myself? And it may take you some small steps to build up your emergency fund or to pay off the debt, but who cares? You're doing it step by step, right? Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding? Or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. And so another thing that I think is so great about these ESPPs, really about these untapped dollars, is that it can help you turn away from basically destroying your 401k. So a lot of people tap into their 401k for loans to pull money out. And I know that, I mean, I've done it in the past. I have taken money out of a 401k and an IRA in the past, right? Not the best move, but at the time it was something that I had to do with a certain amount of debt that just kind of came out of nowhere. And when I owned a house, all the pipes exploded and it was very expensive. So I had to come up with money. It wasn't necessarily what I wanted to do, but it was a very large sum of money that I needed. And so, you know, tapping into your 401k or your IRA has big tax consequences for you. It is expensive. It's really, really expensive to tap into that money. And so the ESPP gives you a way to tap into money where you're not destroying your 401k, but you're able to really leverage money properly, right? So your ESPP becomes a liquid savings vehicle for you. So you can keep, you know, your 401k, as I like to call it, your lifestyle fund, safe and growing, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You use the ESPP to buy stock, sell stock, you know, take the profit and do, you know, these kind of interesting things with the profit. And also what Fidelity found was that when these plans are offered with this 15% discount and a look back, the average participation is just 29%, right? And for millennials, you guys, this ESPP is often maybe your first experience with what's called equity compensation. And so this is a really great opportunity for you to take advantage of tapping into these untapped dollars. And again, if you don't work for a company that's public, you might sometime in the future. It's quite possible that you will. And so knowing about this tool is a great question to ask when you're interviewing for the job. Hey, do you have an ESPP? Oh, tell me about it. What's the discount? What's the look back? Not only is it going to make you look smart, right? but it's smart decision making, right? If you're, let's say you're weighing out, you know, two different jobs that you want to take, and one is at a public company where they have this available to you, and it's a really strong program, and maybe you've got some debt you're trying to pay off, or you really want to build your emergency fund more, or maybe you're trying to save for a house. Like, this might be a win for you. You know, it might be a great opportunity for you to, you know, use this in a super powerful way to continue building your financial foundation and just to just rock all those money goals that you've got for yourself. All right. So I'm going to put some links. Fidelity's got some cool videos and different things. I'm going to put a link in the show notes. So if you want to learn more about the ESPP, I really suggest that you go over and check those out and go talk to your HR department. Ask these questions. Again, what's the discount? What's the look back period? Those are the two questions that you really want to know the answers to. And then figuring out what percentage of your salary you could contribute without feeling like, you know, it's suffocating you. And maybe you start with a smaller percentage of your salary and then you just kind of work your way up, right? You know, I always want you to save the most that you can save, but I never want you to do it just full bore, kind of all at once, to a point where then you feel like you want to just fall on the floor and cry because you now have taken so much out of your salary, right? I want you to do it in small bits so that you feel comfortable. But here's the thing, I want you to challenge yourself to keep upping the percentage, right? You want to get to that point where it's, oh, maybe a slightly bit uncomfortable. That's when you know you're in the sweet spot, right? Because it's all about just growing your money. All right. So again, let's tap into those untapped dollars. I want you to bring that participation up rate up from 29%. We need to get that puppy higher. Because again, I think you're overlooking a huge, huge, huge benefit to yourself and to knock all those money goals that you're trying to achieve out. All right. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Shauna Game and head on over to Instagram at millennial_money.